The U.S. cardinals, now in Rome for the conclave to elect the next pope, have canceled their popular daily press briefings. That's apparently to prevent details of their secret proceedings from leaking to the media. Vatican officials have also closed the Sistine Chapel so they can install anti-bugging devices and a stove where the ballots will be burned. For the thousands of tourists who visit the Vatican museums every day, that means missing out on the main attraction. Brandon Shaw has been giving tours of the Vatican for 8 years, and he's co-owner of the travel company The Roman Guy. And Brandon, the Sistine Chapel was open yesterday, closed today. What are you telling people who show up to take your tour?
Today, people weren't exactly sure that it was going to be open or closed. And so when I showed up this morning to do my tour, I told them, look, it's probably going to be closed. And they were disappointed, obviously. If you come all the way from California, you fly over, you get here, you want to go into the Vatican. We have a lot of Catholics. They come, and it's really important for them, even from a religious point of view. And I say, I'm really sorry. We can't get you in. And they're bummed. You know, they're pretty depressed about it.
Brandon, for people who haven't been to the Vatican before, remind us what they will miss since they won't be able to get into the Sistine Chapel while the conclave is going on.
Well, the Sistine Chapel is pretty much, I would say, one of the wonders of the world. You have so many different things to see inside. Okay, obviously, everyone knows, I think everyone, when they look at the Sistine Chapel, they think of it. They think of the main panel by Michelangelo of God and Adam, okay, when God is actually creating man. And that's the central panel on the actual ceiling. But you have about 9 of these panels, okay, starting from Genesis, first book in the Bible, all on the top part of the ceiling, okay, which took Michelangelo 4 years to actually go and paint. You have the back wall of the Last Judgment, which took him about 5 years to paint. So in that one room, when you stand in there, Michelangelo spent almost 10 years of his life in that one room alone. So it's pretty much something that you never forget when you go inside for the first time. It's something you don't really get tired of looking at, even when you've been inside 1,500 times.
So what does that do to your business to lose the main attraction?
It's not that we lose the main attraction, because a lot of people are still going to do a Vatican tour. It's an amazingly massive museum. And so what happens is you do a, like today, for example, we took the group inside and we did the main section that we usually do with them until we get to the point of the Sistine Chapel. This obviously is not possible now, so we have to rechange the entire itinerary of the tour. I try and do something. For example, outside in the main courtyard, you have panels lined up because we're not allowed to speak inside the Sistine Chapel.
Uh-huh.
And so I spend a little extra time with the panels with pictures of everything they're going to see inside, and I try and explain it as best I can. Obviously, it's not as good as the real thing, but... we do our best.
Have you had any tourists who actually did not realize there was a conclave going on and it's coming at as a shock that the Sistine Chapel is closed?
Not today, no. Everyone pretty much knew what was going on. When the last conclave happened about 8 years ago and I was doing tours inside, there were a few people when I was about to get the tour, well, we can't go in the Sistine Chapel, it's closed. And they said, for what?
Not up
and,
on the news.
I looked at him for a second, but sometimes people just, they have no clue what's going on.
You know, Brandon, we read in the Daily Beast that Pope fever is just all over Rome. Although when Pope Benedict was elected, that excitement was accompanied by a lot of sadness over the death of John Paul II. And this time around, there's not that same mourning period. You know, Benedict has not died. So how would you describe the mood in and around the Vatican these days?
In the square, you begin to see the difference now. Excitement's beginning now. You know, the conclave hasn't actually begun yet. Once it actually begins and the cardinals are inside the Sistine Chapel and voting, then you're going to see how the square is going to fill up with people and there's going to be waiting. There'll be thousands of people in the square lining up, camping out, waiting to see if the white smoke come up.
If you were a tourist, Brandon, who hadn't been to the Vatican before, would you say that this is a really fascinating time to go, or would you just stay as far away as possible?
I think it depends. As just a regular tourist with no religious attributes at all, it's kind of something exciting to go see, but you might want to stay away because there's going to be a lot of people. From a religious point of view, then it's definitely, this can be the highlight of people's lives, you know, to go and actually see a pope come out of the balcony, which I saw 8 years ago. You know, I mean, it's a pretty awesome event when you see the white smoke come up and you know within 45 minutes the pope's going to actually come out and you're going to meet him for the first time. It's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
That's Brandon Shaw. He's an authorized Vatican tour guide and co-owner of the travel company The Roman Guy. Brandon, thank you.
Thanks very much.
We'll be back in 30 seconds here and now.